We need to tell everybody what we were learning about earlier on in the week. Now, can anyone remember what we were learning about? Yes. The armour of God. Yes, what we need to put on to protect ourselves. And can anyone tell me, we're going to have a little picture up now, of can anyone tell me what the very, very first one that we learnt about was? Yes. That wasn't the very first one, but you were very close, yes. No. I'm giving you a clue. Yes. The belt of truth. Yeah, we learned about truth and what truth was. What's the opposite of truth? Lies. And what's wrong? So there we are, there's the belt of truth, come on. Now, what did we do next? It was the shield of faith. Yes, we need to know what we believe in and use that to protect ourselves. And there's the shield come up there now. Now, what was the third one? Yes. It was the helmet. We need to protect our thoughts, don't we? And what we think. Anyway, there's a helmet. Now, what was number four? What do we do on Thursday? Abigail. Sword of the Spirit. Yes. The Bible. The truth of the Bible. And we learnt some my memory verses as well. Some hands going up for number five. Yes. The shoes of peace. Yes. Getting ready. There we are. Okay. Now, can I have the next one? Because there isn't any trousers, so we need to give them some trousers. All right. Now, can anyone tell me what might be the very last one? The one that we're going to be looking at today. Henry. The breastplate of righteousness. There we are. Now, I don't want to give anything away, but we're going to be looking at that a little bit later on, and Dave's going to come up and help me as well. But I wonder if Penny, your lot are going to come up, because when we looked at the belt of truth and also the sword of the Spirit, we thought about what was right, what was true. And you know, whatever's in the Bible is true, isn't it? And that's why we need to memorize it and remember it for when we're in trouble, in times of trouble. We need to, and in times of greatness as well, we need to say thank you to the Lord. But memory work is a very important part of holiday clubs. So Penny, you're going to bring up the outlaws, are you? See, we need to remember the Bible, because then when we're in trouble, we can use it to help us. Now, I've got a little picture here of my friend the knight, who's all kitted up now, okay? And we're going to be looking at the breastplate of righteousness now. And righteousness is a very long word. In fact, it's so long that I don't think even I can spell it right. So I hope that Laura knows how to spell it. She had the spell check on it as well, you see. But the breastplate of righteousness, I think we got it written up because none of us could spell it. But what does it mean, righteousness? Well, I think it means this. It means being right. Oh, there we are, the breastplate of righteousness. Is that spelt right? It looks right to me. It looks right to me, yeah. It means being right. But it doesn't mean being right when you have a disagreement or an argument with your friend. Because being right, not in that way. And it doesn't mean being right when you get 10 out of 10 for all your questions that you get in a maths exam. No, it means being right with God. Now, you see, my little man there, and it says, number one, identity with Christ. Now, that's a point for the older people, okay? But when we wear the breastplate of righteousness and we protect our hearts, not the ones that are pumping like this, but the thing that makes you, you, when we put that on to protect our hearts, it's got nothing whatsoever to do with us at all. Because you see, to start off, we're not right with Jesus, are we? We're not right with God. And we need to take on the identity of somebody else. Now, I wonder who that identity we might need to take on might be. Well, there's a picture here to help you. Jesus. Yeah, somebody shouted out there. Because whatever we do, we can't be right with God ever again. because there's something wrong with our relationship, our friendship with him. Now, have you got good friends? Yeah? Do you sometimes fall out with your friends? Yeah? I know, I do sometimes as well. And in the very beginning, God was a great friend with Adam, who was the first man. And suddenly their relationship, their friendship, went a bit strange and funny. And what happened was, it went bad. But Jesus came back. He came to earth and he made sure he came back. Absolutely right. Well done, Sam. And he came back so that we could be right with God. And we could be friends with him again, just like it says in the song that we've just sung. So, when we put on the breastplate of righteousness, it's not anything to do with us. But who is it to do with?
Jesus.
Jesus. Absolutely right. Jesus is the answer. Well done. So, can you remember that? When we have a test later on. No, we're not going to have a test later on. But number one, it's all about Jesus. Because only he can make us right with God. Now, for the grown-ups, here's your memory verse for this morning, okay? Have a quick look at it. It says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That's Jesus. Okay.
Mike, I did have my breastplate on. You know, not always can everyone see it, but you know, if we have Jesus, he protects our hearts. If we have his righteousness, then we're protected. And you know what I particularly want to talk about this morning, about our protection, is protection from guilt. Do you ever feel guilty? Yeah. Sometimes, I think, that's very honest, I think the adults would maybe be a bit less honest, but you know what, they will feel guilty at times too. You know what happens sometimes, is that people maybe accuse us, other people might come and say, yeah, you shouldn't have said that, or you lied, and we go, no, we didn't, and maybe we didn't. Maybe it's just an accusation, and even sometimes Satan, the enemy, can come and whisper in our ear, accusing things, or even we can accuse ourselves, and none of it's true. And Jesus' righteousness protects us from that. But it needs to be Jesus' righteousness, and not some other little ropey other kind of thing.
What do you need, Dave?
Who's moved my pot? Who's moved my colander? It was back there. It's gone. Anyway, there was a colander back there, and it might be next door. And if you imagine, if this had holes in it, if it was my righteousness, it would have holes in it. It would have lots of holes in it. And the problem is with guilt is that not just sometimes do we feel guilty, sometimes we are guilty. Sometimes when someone says, you shouldn't have lied, we did lie. We did lie. And that's a problem if we're trusting in our righteousness, because our righteousness has got big holes in it. Lots of holes in it. And so that's why we need Jesus' righteousness, the only righteousness that's not got any holes in it, that can properly protect our hearts from guilt. From those times when maybe we have done things wrong, and we still want to be able to stand with confidence before our friends and our families, and even before God himself. So, church, whose righteousness are you hoping is going to protect your heart from guilt? Jesus' righteousness. Because if you're trusting in your own, it's not going to help you. When those feelings of guilt come, as they surely will, you've got to look to the righteousness of Jesus. So I want us to pray right now, because when we pray, we can ask God for his righteousness. That's what that verse, 2 Corinthians 5:21, talks about. God made him, Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for me, for you, for everyone here, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So let's bow our heads and pray and ask for his righteousness to protect us from guilt. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. And Lord, I pray now this morning, may none of us here trust in our own righteousness. Lord, we want to be good people, but Lord, we know we can't be good enough. So Lord, we're asking for Jesus' righteousness. Thank you that he died on the cross for us. And Lord, we ask that his righteousness would protect our hearts from guilt all the days of our lives. And we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks, everyone. Well, I want to say a few other things about things that are going on in the life of the church. And you know, we've had some babies recently in the church. Can anyone spot a really new baby anywhere today? Anyone see any new babies? Oh, look, we've got some points up there. Where is it? Little Lily Louisa for Andy and Jenny. Let's congratulate these guys on little Lily Louisa. Born on Monday, and I think there's a note in there in your update, but also there was another baby born on Sunday, the day before. In fact, I think just a few hours earlier. And that was Andrea and Dave's little baby girl as well, Kathleen Ann. So it was a bit of an ordeal, that one. So they've not made it here this morning. I'm very impressed, actually, Jenny, that you've made it here this morning, to be honest. But really, really wanted to say congratulations to both of those two families as well. Now, I also wanted to say a big thanks to Terry and all the team that have decorated the hall and this as well. Terry, if you're around, he's always kind of hiding away doing other different things. But I think let's give Terry and Ben and others a big round of applause. Doesn't it look fantastic? And I think as well, it would be great to thank Mike and Sarah and all the team leaders and people who've worked so hard at the Holiday Club. So should we do that? Should we give them a big round of applause as well? Did you know that the Holiday Club was in the newspaper? Did you know that? It was in the Argus. It was in the Argus, a nice little picture, so you got famous round town. So do want to thank everyone who's made it such a great week. And you know, the fun doesn't stop at the end of this week. I know you've got to go back to school tomorrow. It's a bit sad, isn't it? But school's great. Just wanted to make sure I got that in there. But this Tuesday, do you know what's happening this Tuesday? What happens at Tuesday at about 5 o'clock? The Hive, that's right, the Hive begins this Tuesday. There's a dinner at 5 o'clock, great meal, and then starts at 5:30, and it's a bit like the Holiday Club continued, isn't it, Mike? And I'd really recommend children and parents do encourage your kids to get there, and they'll have a great, great time. But also, parents, you know, we need to keep trying to be the best parents we can. And there's a parenting course that Adam and Rosie's down there, and Adam's somewhere else. Adam's over there. Give us a wave, Adam. There we go. These guys are running a parenting course. They're not perfect parents, but they do know a thing or two. And they're going to be running a great course that starts tomorrow night there in the hall. So I'd really encourage you to come along, parents. Sign up with either of them or just ring the church office on that number to let them know you're coming tomorrow night. There's 4 weeks. The titles are there. But you know, one of the other things that happens each time we have the Holiday Club is we realize we need more space. We need more space in that hall. And in fact, lots of times, even on Sundays, for the children particularly, you could do with more space, couldn't you? Those of you in minis or Discover, a bit more space to run around. And so we've had plans for some time to build a building next door called Number 65. It's just the building that's right next to the hall. And I've got here a PowerPoint from the architects of some of the recent design sort of changes to the front. They refused our first plans. They told us we needed to change the front a bit, and we needed to also reduce some of the bulk at the back. But I think we can see that's what it will look like from Palmyra Square, and that's the building next door as well, which is going up for a new design. And if you keep going, Laura, you can see what it will kind of look like as you're coming down the street. So there's the old hall. Imagine that one of these days being able to use that other building for the Holiday Club as well. Wouldn't that be fantastic? So we're really hoping that will all come together in the days ahead. And in fact, we're planning to go again for planning permission within a couple of months. We've made a few changes to the front, to the size of some of the buildings at the back, and in these church services in the week ahead, we'll share a bit more with the church. But I just wanted to say, with the children here particularly, we want to give you the best facilities we can. We want to, in that building there, in the first floor, there'll be a kind of cafe. In the ground floor, there'll be a cafe. In the first floor, there'll be a kind of hard play area where you can kick around a ball and have great fun. And in the next floor up, there'll be a kind of youth space. and loads of other different things in that building, which I think will serve us really well as a church. So can I just say, if you're here and you would like to maybe express your support for us as a church for this project of expanding our facilities for our children and others in the future, then can I encourage you to sign a petition we've got at the back, which we'll then hand in with our planning proposal when we put that in a couple of months' time. And Philip's got a number of people at different places. They've got clipboards, and you can really clearly just sign that saying, yeah, we think Holland Road doing this kind of building project is a great idea, and we'd like to support it. So would you be able to do that for us? That would be great. Okay, everyone. Well, I think it would be a great time to give our gifts to God, because that's part of our worship too. So I'm going to pray that we are able to just give generously with that cheerful heart, thank God for all he's done, and pray for the rest of our service as well. Let's just pray. Father, we're thankful for all you have done, all you've done this week. Thank you for helping Mike and Sarah and each person who's come to the Holiday Club, Lord, each child that you love so much. And Father, we're expectant for the future. Lord, excited about what you're going to do. Lord, thankful for the Hive, which goes on week after week, and pray it would be a great time this Tuesday. Lord, we're excited too about the plans for number 65, and pray, Lord, that that would help many children in our city come to know more about Jesus and have a great time. And Father, we ask that now, as we continue to worship you, that you would touch our hearts, that we would give with thankful hearts generously to all you want to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Are you ready? Your arms wide and a long and a high and deep, a wide and a long and a high and deep, a wide and a long and a high and deep. It's the love of Jesus, wide and a long and a high and deep, a wide and a long and a high and deep, a wide and a long and a high and deep. It's the love of Jesus for us. And we pray that we will know this love. And we pray that we will grow in love. And we pray that we will be filled up with the Spirit of God. Wide and a long and a high and deep, a wide and a long and a high and deep, a wide and a long and a high and deep. It's the love of Jesus. I don't wide and a long and a high and deep. Well done. Wide and a long and a high and deep, a wide and a long and a high and deep. It's the love of Jesus for us. And this is our prayer. And we pray that we will know this love, and we pray that we will fill in love, and we pray that we will be filled up with the Spirit of God. Everyone join in. You ready? Wide and a long and a high and deep. Wide and a long and a high and deep, wide and a long and a high and deep. It's the love of Jesus. Last time. Wide and a long and a high and deep, wide and a long and a high and deep, wide and a long and a high and deep. It's the love of Jesus. It's the love of Jesus. It's the love of Jesus for us. Well done. Please sit down. Oh, you like that?
Now, I've just got time to tell you about our third point. What was the very first one? It began with an I. Can you remember? Somebody whispered identity, Dan. Did you say identity? Whose identity do we need to take? Whose breastplate of righteousness do we have to take on? Jesus, yes. And what was David talking about? Beginning with a P, didn't it? Shout it out. Protection. Yes. And the third one, because I'm just giving Ben a bit of time, is confidence. You know what? If I had to rely on my breastplate of righteousness, or I had to rely even on David's, and David's a much better person than I am, or even my wife's, Sarah's, I'd be in as much trouble if I relied on my own. But because I'm relying on Jesus' breastplate of righteousness and taking it on, I know that I can be really, really confident. Because has God ever let anybody down? Has he broken any of his promises? Are you sure? Are you really sure? Some of God's promises haven't happened yet. What do you think about that? You don't sound so sure now. But you know what? I have every confidence in Jesus because everything he's ever said has been right and true, and I can trust it. So I know that my confidence is not in me, but it's in Jesus. And I can be really, really confident in that. And you know what? It's not just me that can be confident in it, but you, because you're young. You, because you're sort of middle-aged up there. And even if you're an old age as well, we can be confident in what Jesus can do for us. So, whose identity do we need to take on? Jesus's breastplate of righteousness, yes, so that we can be made right with God. And it protects us, and we can be confident in it as well. Now,